Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it tastes the strange changes.
Changes? Are they coming for the Phils? I doubt it. Welcome back. Midday Show. Douglas expects big changes to the Phillies. All right, let's welcome in our guests as we lead into the Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson press conference at 11. Rhea Hughes joining us in studio. Rhea,
good morning.
How are you doing
How's
today?
Everybody doing?
I'm very disappointed in Kyle.
We all are. We
I expected
are.
That. Yeah.
I mean, Kyle, who raised you?
I know.
I mean, the morning show. We raised you to be better than this.
Look, that went through my head.
You have strayed so far from the light.
Look, I knew that there was one person at the station who was going to wag their finger at me. It was going to be Rhea.
Of course it's going to be me. It's we trade you to have higher expectations.
Let the Phillies completely off the hook. It is happening a lot. Now, look, part of what he said, I do agree with the idea that they played the other best team in baseball in the first round, but they had chances to win the series. So that's why Rhea, as I watched the NLCS, and the Dodgers are going to win this thing in four or five. That should be the Phillies.
It should be, 100%.
If they just played better, and it wasn't like they got blown out. If they got blown out, actually, I think that I'd be like, oh boy.
No, the Phillies had the only game that was kind of a bit of a blowout.
Yes, they had every opportunity to beat the Dodgers, and then they'd be the favorite to win the World Series. We're planning a parade, and I got Kyle apologizing for it.
All right, I want to be very clear. I'm not letting the Phillies as a team off the hook. Like, the mistakes that Rob Thompson made, the choke by Kerkering.
Yeah.
Trey Turner's got to make a better throw. Like, all the little things, the fundamentals and stuff like that, that pisses me off to no end. I'm trying to separate how this one ended from the last two seasons. The last two seasons, the top three guys, everyone had every right to be frustrated. They could not hit mediocre pitching. There was opportunities there that they did not capitalize on. Like, in this instance, I think we just got beat. By a really good team.
But you're talking about the elite pitching, Snell, Yamamoto. Didn't they have the bases loaded in the ninth against their bullpen, which is terrible?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, why am I supposed to expect that these top three, four hitters are going to hit next year? Yeah. It's going to be the whole year long.
That's what I'm saying, because for me, Rhea, it's been three seasons that I've seen.
It's not a small sample size.
No, it's not. Yeah. And it's been the same thing. We're talking about... The one that really got me, when we were mad at Johan Rojas because the bat was still on his shoulder in the Arizona series.
Yeah.
You have all these guys making all this money and give you all the great things during the regular season.
You didn't lose that series because the nine hole hitter couldn't hit.
Yeah.
You lost it because everybody else.
Yeah.
Kyle mentioned fundamentals. Did you hear the Jim Salisbury cut from his, and Kyle, maybe you can find it.
I didn't hear it yet.
Because I thought it was remarkable. I heard it yesterday, and it's in our system.
Oh, wow, the Strom thing.
It was something about, it says fundamentals.
I think I found it, yeah.
Because here's my point, and you'll play it, but I want to preface it.
You preface it, then I'll play it.
Yeah, is that Jim Salisbury's not a hot take guy.
No, he's a reporter.
Yeah. So listen to what he said.
Unfortunately, the final play was indicative of the way the team played in the series. The fundamentals were poor throughout the series. From the little things fundamentally, the Trey Turner play with the throw to JT, that was a tough play. I have to acknowledge, very, very tough play to make. But if either that's a forced play or the throw is on the other side of the bag, they get that run. The base running play on the bunt was poorly executed. And then they don't make a simple play on a ground ball. No matter how much we feel for the guy, the fundamentals were a problem.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So to me, that's coaching.
Absolutely. Managing.
And I've complained about it all year. You've come. I mean, the base running on this team is atrocious.
They run it like they're drunk.
Yeah.
They run the bases like they're drunk.
Every time you say that, I just think about that Bryce Harper running around the bases and Joe was calling him drunk.
I mean, he made it in the in game. Yeah, what was it? Game three?
Yeah. They threw the pitch in the dugout. Yeah,
he got the score. But he
but none of that has changed.
No, it never does.
I'm exposed. What you're going to bring in? You know, I hope they bring in somebody. But that's my whole point. Is you know, I'm more upset that Thompson's back because something had to change at the top.
Mm. And that to me signified they're not going to change much. Like if they're keeping him, they're running the whole thing back. And Rhea, to your point on that, the Dodgers, yes, they have a lot of great players, but they're also fundamental. Like Jim was talking about the play that Trey didn't make, right? The throw was to the wrong side.
Yeah.
Mookie makes that play.
Oh, well, yeah. Mookie's a special player.
And he just learned to play shortstop.
Play him anywhere.
He'll be great
at it. If you need me to pitch, I'll come in and
pitch. Second base, right field, whatever. But that's the difference, right? They make the plays in the big moments. They didn't throw the ball past the catcher the way Kirkering did. And that's why I'm frustrated because it's not like they're that far away. And when he speaks at 11, Dombrowski, I feel like I know what he's going to say. We're this close. 96 wins. The playoffs are a crapshoot. And I'm like, all right, but they either need to add more good players or they need to shake the whole thing up. Do you expect them to?
I think more along the lines, and we had Ben Davis on yesterday, and we would ask, like, the minute the series ended and they were done again, I was like, I don't know if Kyle Schwarber's back. I mean, I thought that was a fate. I'm like, oh, they're definitely bringing him back. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, that would be a big change.
That would be a huge change because then it opens up to, who was the guy you mentioned earlier? Bregman. You know?
And Kyle Tucker,
It opens it up to younger guys.
And you have a lot of potential money and at-bats. You could look, I want Schwarber back, but if they did go in a different direction, they could reimagine the defense on the team too, right? Because they're not stuck with a DH. Because if he's here,
he's a DH.
You can't do anything else.
You got to move. And if, you know, Alonzo's, Bryce has got to go back out to the outfield.
You know, and that was alluded to last year, Hugh, the idea that Bryce Harper could go back to the outfield. Look, if I want Schwarber back.
We talked about earlier, right? Because they were talking about moving. Who were they talking about moving to first base? Would potentially trade for somebody to first base?
Yeah, there were a couple names, but Alonzo's now the free agent.
Alonzo would be the guy.
Yeah. I want Schwarber back, but if he leaves, they could, as long as they reinvest the money and reinvest the power, they could still be a good team. It's hard for me to imagine them changing things. They never change anything. It's been the same thing.
But I have to imagine that Middleton's frustrated.
Sure.
So, you know, when he gets frustrated, you know, hopefully things will happen. I want Ranger back.
So you,
yeah, you got, he gonna because want some, he wants
I do,
money.
I do
don't
too.
Know about, I don't know about Wheeler and I don't know about Painter.
Well, they better not sell us on the Painter thing all off season, as if it's a lock because it's
past
not.
July-ish.
it's October-ish.
Yes.
Also, I'm not sure he's as great as they think he is.
Because of the surgery.
Yeah. He's going to be a major leaguer, obviously. But when
control wasn't there last year, right?
Yes. Yeah. When they talked about him, it was the next Justin Verlander. I don't know. Can we get him to the major leagues? It's pretty amazing. It's all these years he can't get here. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, pal?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. I love Rhea being on here, man, because she turned Kyle into, you know, all Kyle was the yippee-ki-yay kid. Everything she said, yep.
But Jay,
I'm thoroughly afraid of Rhea.
Rhea does everybody like that. I've had my moments as well.
Yeah, she got Hugh plenty of times.
Can I get him
right now? Because I've been waiting.
Go get him.
Is he on YouTube right now?
Yeah. I know exactly. Yes.
What I do? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I shouldn't say anything then, Kyle.
Well, what I do?
It is kind of funny.
We'll
see if you got crumbs all in your beard.
Come on, you're
about to kill me.
What do you tell us every day? Every day he tells us he's more of a professional than he was.
He's an adult. He's a professional.
Neither.
You can't get the food out of your beard, buddy.
This guy's a mess.
What are we doing?
I had one of them little egg white thingies.
Yeah,
we saw.
It makes it worse.
We could tell.
Oh, they're probably killing me on the YouTube.
As they should. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, well.
So yesterday, one of the craziest comments I heard was, well, the pitching was really great from the Dodgers. So it's 162 games in a year. You mean to tell me that they can't raise their level for a playoff run? Keep in mind, Bryce, multiple MVPs. Trey Turner, top three in MVP a couple of times. Kyle Schwarber is going to be top three in MVP. Their resume is great, okay? So don't give me that. In the playoffs, everybody raises their level. So if that's the excuse you want to use, like, that's a loser mentality. And Philly fans are just way too soft on the Phillies. It's crazy to me, man. But guess what? In every sport in the playoffs, you have to raise your level. But the guys that are raising their level are MVP guys. So if they're not
hold
hitting,
on. What about the back-to-back NL MVP that didn't raise his level in that series?
He's not here. Who cares?
Hold on.
It's not about them when we're talking about the Phillies.
It is. That's the team that we just lost to. So if you're going to hold our players to that standard, why would you not hold them to that standard, Jay?
Because nobody cares about him.
Well, they should.
Exactly.
He's the best player in the league.
You're making my point even more.
No, I'm not.
Because guess what? We had home field for one thing, okay? Their best player didn't hit, okay?
Yes.
That's another thing. So guess what? If two of those guys hit, if one of those guys hit, we win the series. Do you believe that?
Yes. Okay.
So they put it in our hands, and those guys have not performed in the playoffs, and they didn't again. Okay? But don't blame it on the pitching of the Dodgers, because guess what? Every year they look like that. So don't tell me it's just because it was a great Dodgers
I don't think that's true. I don't think they were letting Dodgers pitching off the hook like they were the Mets, like they were the Diamondbacks. Like they were the Dodgers pitching was really good.
They don't work pitchers. They never have.
They chased Yamamoto out of the game in four innings,
and he just went complete game against
the Brewers.
One out of four.
Otani, they did the same thing game one.
As much.
Otani settled down, right? They chased him from the game.
But they got three runs off of him.
They got three runs.
Then he settled in.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it was 3-0 before he left the game.
I mean, I do think, and Jay, good phone call. I do think, now that you kind of trace it back, Rhea, the 4 years they've been in the playoffs, when they've hit some bum pitching. The Braves had some bum pitching out there in those series. The Diamondbacks
were.
Padres didn't have great starting pitching. There is something to their stars can be pitched to. I just, like, they can be pitched to.
Well, it's clear. I mean, we've just witnessed it time and time and time again.
And that's why I think they either need to shake it up or add more. Like,
it's why you have to, if we all know you're facing better pitching in the playoffs.
Yes.
It's why you have to win on the margins.
Yes.
It's why all those little tiny things matter. So,
exactly.
You know, my thing, the hitters didn't hit. I'm used to that in the playoffs. To me, you've got to have a better manager to manage those. And I don't think Dave Roberts is a great manager.
He's not, but he was better at Topper in this series. Yeah. He was. I mean, well,
the wheel play that they never practiced. I don't believe that, by the way.
I think that was more on Castellanos, though.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
But the manager let Castellanos get himself in that situation.
Castellanos has to know if Mookie
Castellanos
Betts
doesn't know anything, Hugh.
You know what I do know?
What do you know?
That this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mat technology to find your perfect mattress.
That's a pro. With food in his beard.
I am a professional. Yeah. I got the food off.
Don't you just think the Topper stuff, the little fundamental things, like they mattered more in this series.
Yeah.
They were amplified.
I agree with that than
they had in the past season. The past seasons, I'm sitting there going, top three guys choked. They let Senga off the hook, who tried to walk them 10 times.
Yep.
And they didn't.
He really did.
Like that. I didn't see that in the series.
Yeah, I mean, last year they were chumps. This year they didn't play well enough. That's the bottom line. Ken and Simmons, it's up. Hey, Ken.
Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
I just figured out what Cinnamon was. I was in
Cinnamon's right over the bridge. Yeah.
I thought Cinnamon was in Pennsylvania.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I did. Ken, I'm sorry. Because I went this when I was in Cinnamon, nice place. And I was like, wow, this is the area where Ken stays. I always thought it was in Pennsylvania.
Well, you advertised for the Jug Handle Inn.
They're in Cinnamon. I've been
to the Jug. Yeah,
they're your friends.
Great wings there, by the way.
Yes, they are. I
love the Jug. Yeah. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, Whistler's wings are better, but that's also in Cinnamon. But that's a different story. So, Hugh, when I think professional broadcaster, the first thing that comes to my mind is Hugh Douglas. So
we all feel the same way.
You're crushing.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, I speak truth. I speak nothing but truth. And Kyle obviously did not take anything seriously about the payment of the bet that he had to make to me earlier this year. He said something yesterday. I didn't have a chance to call, but it all still dovetails into the conversation we're having today. He said yesterday that if a pitcher executes his pitch, you're never going to get a hit. That's nonsense. I mean, that's basically saying that every hit in every major league game
is by accident.
That's ever played is because the pitcher made a mistake.
I think for the most part, that is true.
Pete Rose has 4,100 and some mistakes.
He's not going up against 4,100 great pitchers.
Kyle, you're just wrong.
I'm not. Well, hang on, Ken. Let me do you a favor here. Can I read you a quote from the president of baseball operations for the Dodgers, Andrew Friedman? I think the biggest thing is the stuff the Phillies threw at us obviously was really good. But even beyond that, I thought the execution was as good as it can possibly be. So I think the combination of those things lining up. Look, if a pitcher who has really good stuff executes at an A-plus level, hitters aren't going to hit. Hitting is way too difficult. It's about hitting mistakes more often than not. And they executed it on him, Ohtani, at an elite rate. So could some swing decisions help potentially get a mistake? For sure. But I think it was the most impressive execution against a hitter I've ever seen.
I'm really hoping Chuck from Cherry Hill calls today.
Yeah, just ignore that. That's fine.
He has he's jammed this data down my throat. And the better offensive team beats the better pitching team in the postseason, round in and round out. The data is compelling, and it's not true. But here's the thing. I, for the first time since the building opened, I will not be renewing my season tickets next year because I know what I'm going to hear from Dave Dombrowski here in a little while when he does his press conference. If Rob Thompson's back, I presume that means that Kevin Long is back too. I don't know how you justify Kevin Long still being the hitting coach on this team. And if they sign Kyle Schwarber for, you know, $35 million a year for 4 years or 5 years or whatever they wind up signing him for, that tells me that John Middleton, while he might want his effing trophy back, what he really wants is 3 million butts in the seats next year, and 56 Schwarbombs a year puts 3 million butts in the seats. Mm. So, and I've told you guys for a long time now that the biggest problem with this team and the construction of this roster is that they just can't hit spin. So the notion that you're going to bring this back and just make tweaks around the edges and expect a different result, you know, Kyle's ready to let them off the hook. They won one playoff game. So this notion that they're close, the best analogy that I can think of is the Sixers when they lost game 7 in Toronto, and then Toronto went on to win another series and then the championship after that. The Sixers as an organization convinced themselves that they were really that close.
Yeah, they did.
When they hadn't gone any further in that postseason, they played one more playoff game in the second round.
Ken, when you really think about it, that team, that year you're talking about, it went as far as the Iguodala teams went, which is the second round game 7, which happened in 11 against the Celtics.
That's why we had to do the process.
Exactly,
so
right?
You could get past that.
But they never did, which is the most ironic thing in this whole thing.
The postseason results for this group of guys for the last 2 years, they are not nearly as close as anybody wants to think they are. And Ben Davis said it yesterday morning, and he said it with such passion. And the way he said it was, he's like, it's just not working. And it is not working. So to bring this core back, and to me, Rob Thompson shouldn't have been back last year. So Rob Thompson being back this year, he's a great guy, all that stipulated. But Rob Thompson being back this year, just, I'm out. Like, this is doubling down on a mistake. And doubling down on the commitment to, yeah, we want to try and win, but we know if we win 95, 96 games and we're in the postseason and, you know, we give people something to watch when they come to the stadium 81 times a year, that we're going to have 3 million butts in the seats next year. And ultimately it's a business. So I don't fault John Middleton for, you know, wanting to make as much money as he can from his business, which is, you know, getting 3 million plus in the seats every year. But it's telling me that the trophy is second to let's put a product on the field that's going to get 3 million butts in those seats. And for the first time since that building opened in 2004, my butt's not going to be one of them next year.
Ken,
so,
yeah, well, listen, I get it. And I'm sure they'll hear that and they'll feel it if more people feel the way you do. Ken, we appreciate the phone call. Rhea, the other thing that they have to be careful about is, they can't just keep assuming these old guys will keep playing well. This happened 15 years ago, right? Yeah. Like, they won at an 8, then 9.
It's Bryce Harper's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
33?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if they run it back, they could assume 95 wins and then take their shot in the playoffs. There's also a chance that these guys start declining here fast. That's why I want changes. Like, get younger. Bring in a different young star. Like, they need a jump star because I feel like they've gotten stale.
Because you have to. Because you look at, how old is Sanchez? 22, 23? I mean, he's pretty young, right? Maybe 24?
Christopher Sanchez? Yeah. I think he's 26.
Oh, he is 26?
Yeah,
okay.
Because he took him a few years to get here.
That's right.
But he's awesome.
I mean, he's, you know, you worry that if you have him and then you've got Lizardo and then this older staff, it's not going to marry up at some point.
Yeah. Well, and then can we expect Wheeler to be Wheeler? I don't know.
And Wheeler said he was, you know, he was retiring, what, in 27?
Yeah, so there could be a strike after next season or a lockout. So
you're just full of good news
today. Well, I'm giving facts to the people. All right, Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, Rhea, what's up?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Oh, guys, by the way, guys, I'm shooting my shot too, man, trying to be leadoff, man. I'm bringing in some powerful calls.
Yeah, we got people out for the leadoff spot. Chris in Middletown has kind of lost his...
Well, you got to shake it up. You just can't keep doing the same thing every day and expecting a different result.
Chris has gone AWOL, by the way. Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead, Terrence.
Oh, let me cook for a minute. 1-9 in the playoffs, guys. 1-9, I think, in their last 10 games. That's telling to me. Guys, I asked Kyle when he answered the phone. We have to check and see if Kyle was cloned yesterday. If it's the real Kyle. The real Kyle Quinn, please come to work.
It could be AI, this Kyle. This could
Kyle.
Be, yeah.
This is not Kyle. This don't sound like Kyle to me, man. Mm-mm. Letting our big three off the hook, our $300 million payroll off the hook. I keep hearing the Dodgers this.
I think he's a Dodgers fan. He's reading from the Dodgers, president.
We had an Andrew Friedman quote there. It actually is something I would expect from Hugh, Terrence. Yeah. This is soft.
Hugh's been wearing a lot of blue this past year.
This is something Dodger Douglas would do, not Kyle.
How do I catch a stray?
The Dodgers can be beat, though, guys. Like, it's time to split this team up. It don't matter if it's this year, next year, 2030. I still don't believe these guys are going to be able to hit. You got Bryce Harper, this big playoff player. And the Venom at the bank. Guys, that stuff is so old now.
It is.
In the last 3 years, he did nada. In the last few postseasons, Schwarber, he's like Barry Bonds during all regular season. Then he's like Rojas in the playoffs.
It's not that bad.
Let's not go
so like, hold on. It's not even true, though, with Harper.
Terrence,
like he has had a moment since Bedlam at the bank.
Well, 23, he had the Braves.
The RCA, two-home run game in a 1-1 series, the stare down. Yeah. Like,
it hasn't been good enough.
When was that?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only
after
played.
After Bedlam at the bank was my point.
Say it louder for those of us in the back.
Yeah, Bedlam at the bank.
You know, because math is not. 2 years ago?
Yeah. Since Bedlam at the bank.
Gotcha.
By the way. Yeah.
I hear you. Listen, Bryce has had some moments, not enough lately. Yeah. Schwarber had game three. Can Trey Turner ever have a playoff game we talk about?
Okay. Here's what I like, though, is that I'm hearing the longer this goes on, the more angry people are.
Yes.
Because they're realizing you're going to do it if they try it. You're going to try and do this and get me to sit through a whole night. We had trouble with people all season long going, I'll check back with you in September.
It's going to be worse.
It'll be 1,000 times worse if they try to run it back.
I agree. Rhea, we appreciate hopping on. All right, John Middleton, he kept these guys. He kept Topper and Dombrowski. Topper and Dombrowski, Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson's press conference. That's next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.